It was a place the new American nation lost, yet won. A battlefield where they stood ground for six consecutive bayonet charges and earned the respect of the British. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Save money before October 31st by texting Exmark to 283-342 for exclusive offers and a dealer near you.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
In September of 1777, General Washington's army met Britain's General Howe at Brandywine Creek, just outside today's Philadelphia Metroplex. On the morning of September 11th, the battle began around that stream.
Not really fighting going on, basically a huge cannonade crossed the river, and that was all to get Washington convinced that the entire British army is right across from him at the river. That was just a distraction force.
Andrew Outen at Brandywine Battlefield says the main force of British was actually attempting to go around Washington's men.
And the main body of the British army was marching north to outflank Washington on his right side. So that's going to be the afternoon phase of the battle where the fiercest, most cutthroat fighting is going to take place. And when I say cutthroat, it was more like a scrappy melee, hand-to-hand fighting. It was all bayonets.
It was some of the fiercest fighting of the Revolution.
The British didn't waste any time with musket volleys in the afternoon. They just went on a full bayonet charge at the Americans and drove them back. But this is going to be one of the first times that the Americans are going to stand their ground and fight.
It's hard to take a victory from a loss on the battlefield, but perhaps that hand-to-hand fighting did prove something to both sides in the war.
Six times they were approached and attacked by the British. Six times they repel them. But on the seventh time, that's going to be when the British break through. We have British officers commending the way that the Americans stood their ground and fight that day.
The battle at Brandywine would prove to be crucial, not only that day, but also the rest of the war. Its aftermath was felt literally and figuratively throughout the colonies. More next time as we travel the countryside at Brandywine Battlefield in Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCrae.